Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All right, let's get through as many of these as possible. Have you ever considered moving the show to Kalamazoo, Michigan? No. Who in the audience was a checker with Mark Hirsch at Dick's Supermarket in Platteville? You were, all right. Another book in that. How about Dick's Supermarket? Pictures every day of the year for a full year of Dick's Supermarket in Platteville. There are more than one Dick's. Oh, are they? Okay. That didn't sound right. I apologize for that. Bonnie Griffin, do you find me attractive? Bonnie, where are you?
I didn't write that.
Yeah. You didn't write that, but I do, even though you didn't write it. I do. I find you very attractive, Bonnie. I don't even want to think about it now, because then I can't go out with all this other stuff I got to do. But okay, whoever wrote that, you nailed me on that one. Did you ever get into a playground fight in grade school? Yes. Billy Shy. I forget what he did, but it was pretty bad. And I got to admit, I jumped him. Yeah, well, I wrestled him to the ground, and I don't know. What. And then by the next year, he grew about 2 feet and was big. And so, and I really was apologetic and nice. And that was the only fight I'd ever been in, really. And I don't know what he said to me or something, but Billy Shy. What was your favorite book as a child? How did it influence your life? Danny Dunn, Anti-Gravity Paint. Judy, since you asked, Judy Afton, where are you? Judy, hi. Do you think I'm attractive, Judy?
I just want to say that I was in Flippin, Arkansas last January.
We're in Flippin.
Flippin' crazy.
Can you imagine that could happen in Flippin?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, kind of thing. Okay, thank you very much. She was in Flippin. Who's tougher in real life, Clint Eastwood or Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson is a nothing. Clint Eastwood could trash him with a look. It's ridiculous. Who is making worse decisions right now, Miley Cyrus or Justin Bieber? They should date, is what I think. They could settle it that way. Pretty soon she'll be moving his stuff out of her house. So, okay, where is Avery?
Right here.
Yeah, are you following all this kind of stuff, Avery?
I am.
You are, okay, let's get the details now, because I don't want to glance over everything, because this is obviously pretty... Are you like a Justin Bieber fan?
No. Oh, gosh, no. Definitely.
What do you hate most about him?
He throws a lot of temper tantrums, and he's a little girl, so, you know, just...
He's a little girl, is that what you said?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and Miley Cyrus?
Well, she's weird, and she dances naked on a wrecking ball in her music video, yeah. So that's not...
Is that good or bad?
That's very bad. That's very bad. She's...
Which part of it, the wrecking ball or the...
The fact she's naked on a wrecking ball and trying to sing.
In what sense did that make? I mean, from a point of any sort of point of view, was there meaning to that?
I don't know. She was just kind of singing, and then she kind of took off her clothes and got on a wrecking ball, and it was very confusing.
Especially for a young person like yourself to see that.
I was just watching it, and all of a sudden she's naked on a wrecking ball, yeah. And it wasn't pleasing to watch. It was.
And all our fans from Nickelodeon are watching us, and they're saying, "My God, what is life really about?
What happened to her? I know."
Yeah.
She was such a little star, good role model, and now she's not.
Did you like her one time?
Yeah, when she was Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Can you imagine Hannah Montana doing it? No, you can't.
No, I can't see Hannah Montana doing this. Yeah.
It violates so much in a young child's consciousness. A young child has one, I don't know, I think.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. It's not good to see.
Thank you very much, Avery. We're going to check in with you periodically.
All right, thank you.
Pop culture.
Thank you.
Avery Rank from Sun Prairie, our pop culture consultant. Is iOS 7 the sequel to the Return of the Secaucus 7? That's pretty good. Okay. When it happens, does it do it like that? Yes, Jay. Exactly like that. No variation whatsoever. I can't remember. It's been so long since it's happened, but I think it would do it like that. Do you recommend attending the University of Wisconsin for grad school, Nathan Johnson? Where are you, Nathan Johnson? Okay, let's find out what you're in and see if we got it here. We got most stuff here that you'd probably want to have. I don't know. You're in Wyoming now, right? In Sheridan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to get your stand up here? Unless you're really tall. No, that's fine. How are you?
I'm good.
You're visiting or?
Yep.
Who are you visiting?
My aunt and uncle right here.
Hey, how you doing, you guys? They live here in Madison then?
Yes, they do.
And how did that happen? You have an uncle here, and you're way in Wyoming.
People moving away. I don't know.
It's with people. They're always moving. They can't be content with it. Does your family come from Wisconsin, though?
No, they don't. No. Marshall.
Did you guys come from Wyoming?
No, Montana. We all came from Montana.
Oh, from okay, so there's the diaspora from Montana.
Yeah, kind of spread, you know.
And you're in what? Engineering, it says here.
Yes.
And that's what you're looking for in graduate school?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we got anyone here? Engineering, UW? Yes, well, here. Okay, fix you right up here. Maybe get you in, as a matter of fact. We got someone from Edgewood, too. They might have engineering at Edgewood, do they? No? Okay, got to get it. Can I get your stand up? You are?
Alex Rank.
Oh, hey, the ranks. the ranks, Father. Tell us about engineering possibilities here at the University of Wisconsin.
I went to agricultural engineering, and then my sister-in-law at the time, or my sister's fiancé, thought it was egg engineering. Oh, that's great school, but it was a long time ago.
Okay. So. That's all you got to say on behalf of, come on, it's on behalf of the UW engineering.
It's a great school. That's all I got.
There's a whole big ag campus, too, isn't there? Engineering and engineering's a lot of buildings now.
Oh, yeah. It's everything's changed since I've been to school there. So it's all the buildings are gone and new ones are up. And
well, there you go. How's that for recommendation? That's got to bring you here. Thank you very much. Boy, I tell you, these ranks are handy to have around. You know, any subject, you turn to a rank. It is rank, isn't it? Not rank. Yes. Catherine Osborne, who was the midwife for my second baby's birth, who was actually born in a parking lot of the hospital, so we couldn't get the midwife there. It really didn't work out very well. We had this whole thing. We're going to burn candles and essential oils and that sort of thing. Where is she, Catherine Osborne? Oh, that's you. That's you from there, from Montana. I went, how are you? What a small world this turns out to be. So his aunt and uncle, his aunt, it was supposed to be the midwife, but that didn't quite, did you get the call? It happened pretty quick.
I sent you home from the hospital because it wasn't quite time yet, and then a couple hours later I got a phone call. Michael Feldman and his wife are on their way back in, and she's having the baby in the car. Yeah. So I quickly came and got there just shortly after you did.
She popped out in the ER, so there are very few midwives in the ER, I've noticed.
I was there.
Yeah.
Right. She was in a hurry to get here.
But thank you anyhow for the effort.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And then we didn't have to take the room, so it was actually a big money. We had this whole room. We had the birthing suite and
You had to get to pass up all that. So.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It turned out very well. She's here. She's a sophomore here now. So.
Oh, that makes me feel old. I thought she was still a toddler.
Yeah, she is. She's a very precocious toddler. She's a sophomore in college.
All right. Yep, you're welcome.
Nice to see you again. All right. How are we doing time-wise?
We got some time.
I like to, everybody writes a card and sends some good ones this week. Carol Falk, who's a sheep farmer, what is the value of alpacas? Shouldn't you know that, Carol? I'm just thinking that if you were a sheep farmer and thinking maybe going into alpaca, that you would know the value. You mean the value, like the spiritual value or the, there's no way I can get there from here, but I'll go around this way. Because maybe, are you thinking of branching out? Into alpaca, can I get you to come down here? Because I'm tired of walking. I'm Bush from false here and a dead end there. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
How many? Is it improper to ask how many sheep you have? Because cattle farmers get really ranchers get annoyed with that.
Oh no, give or take one or two on a given day, around 40.
Well, that's good. You say that to a rancher, you said, well, because you multiply each one by $5,000, then you know how much he's worth. So. What do you multiply sheep by?
Food.
Okay. Are you thinking of alpacas?
Yes. I'd like to think about getting into alpacas. I did it one time, but they were so expensive. Oh. Yeah.
And so then you actually know the value of an alpaca.
No, that's why I'm asking you.
Why would you ask a radio host who knows nothing really about anything, about advice about investing all kinds of into alpacas?
Because you're supposed to know everything, aren't you?
If it's not on a card, I don't know it.
Well, your guess is probably as good as mine.
Okay, I don't know. Anyone in alpacas here? I mean, not wearing alpaca, I mean. Are you wearing alpaca? Or are you? Do you know alpacas?
I bought an alpaca.
Okay. Are you kidding? Do you know her?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, excuse me. I'll ask her the question you should have asked her when she bought that damn alpaca. Somebody should have asked her or stopped her. Can I get you just to stand up here for just a second? How did you happen to buy an alpaca last week?
Well, I was with Carol, and we went into a store in Door County, and the next day we bought two alpaca because you don't buy one.
Was this on a whim or something? Or this is kind of what?
Pretty much.
Now we're heard of whim buying an alpaca.
That's what we're thinking.
Women buying one, but a whim, that's...
That's what we're thinking, and we think we have alpacas for the next 20 years because you don't. They live a long time.
I mean, do you have a place to put them or something? I mean, do you...
Well, with Carol,
in a condo, or what do you?
We have a barn. We have lots of places for the, and we'll give them a good life. Right. But we don't know anything about taking care of them.
And why is she teasing me about this whole alpaca business?
She's embarrassed that she bought one.
Oh, okay.
Both a little embarrassed.
Okay, all right. And your name is
Nancy.
Nancy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for clearing this up. I'm a little shocked at your behavior because I'm a sincere person. Good luck with that alpaca.
Thank you. We're gonna need it. I think.
Better figure out what to do with them, though, real quick, because they're not sheep. Let's put it that way. How can I get my husband to change the paint color I really want for our bedroom? Okay, this is tough. I don't think I want to get involved in this. Where is Chris, the food scientist from St. Paul? Maybe we can clear it. Is he here? Is the husband actually here? Okay, we can sort of force him to do it, I guess. Popular opinion, you know how that works. We get enough people to say he should have. You know, men don't really know colors. That's one. You ever argue about blue, green, or?
No, he does know color.
He does.
But I've mentioned purple, and nothing's happened.
A purple bedroom probably wouldn't do you a lot of good.
He says there are colors that I come down into the basement, that there are colors that I should come down and see, and I could select one of those.
You have colors in your basement?
Yeah, I do. Well, I have kind of a color viewing area with, like, light.
How do you happen to have a color viewing?
Well, I'm a designer, so I have some special light bulbs set up in, a nice color-corrected area. And I have...
Set those up in the bedroom, see what happens.
You know, I tried... I have the drapes from that will be in the bedroom, and I brought them down to the basement. So that then I could match the colors in a nice environment. But she's very...
You've got a big problem here. you're not going to convince him of anything. He's got a color viewing area in the basement.
I know.
Did you even know that?
I know, and there's the drapes for the bedroom down there.
Did you even know that he had that down
there? Kind of. I don't go into that part.
No, you wouldn't. It's a little alarming. Even apart from this whole question of paint, he's down there viewing colors in the basement. Where your drapes and tablecloths have been disappearing to?
Yes, definitely.
Probably your wardrobe is down there, a lot of it.
Well, it is because he does the laundry down there.
I can't help you. I'm sorry. This is a severe problem.
Right, thank you.
Where is another radio show entirely?
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Good luck with that. Sorry. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. All right, let's see. Anything else really quick here? We got to go into the quiz again. Why did the National Pork Board choose the slogan, Be Inspired? I didn't know they had. It's no longer the other white meat. I can see the other white meat. But Be Inspired is a stretch. I think we're talking about pigs, basically, or hogs. Where is a Peter Stapp student in St. Paul? Oh, come on, clear this up. Are you with these people who can't decide on a color?
I am, sadly.
Yeah. Your parents, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You want to get involved in this color argument?
Not at all.
Okay, good. Is that their slogan?
Yeah, they just changed it, and I think it's awful, because, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, with pork or hogs or?
Yeah, I think the other white meat is good, but Be Inspired, I don't get it.
Okay.
I can see that for, the color situation, because you want to be inspired.
Well, thanks for raising the question. We'll see. Maybe people...
I thought it was an important question, so why not?
It is. What do you think they were thinking? I mean, by what stretch? Inspired in hogs.
I don't know. Be inspired to... I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, eat something. That's the only thing I can think of. I've never been inspired by a slab of meat. So.
Okay. Well, you're still young. Okay. Thank you, Peter Stapp. Okay, that's all the time we have for all your questions. But keep them coming because I do enjoy them, even though if we don't always know what we can do to help. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because you didn't get a chance. I'm sorry, what?
I was wondering if I could play the quiz.
Oh, come on, why not? Come on, it saves me a lot of trouble. Really, I got to go through these things otherwise and make a fool of myself. Let's just see if you qualify. You are?
Missy.
Missy. And are you from here, Missy? Or?
I'm originally from West Bend, but I live in Madison now.
Okay. And how do you like it?
It's very nice. I've been here for about 2 years.
Okay. Missy, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Well, I can't think of a good reason that I shouldn't.
All right, then, Missy. Well, come on, Missy. Is Missy your actual legitimate name?
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. Okay, that's good, too. I'd go this way, yeah. Job for the chords. OSHA. Look at all these chords we got. Have a seat there if you would. You cannot not like someone named Missy.
Thank you. My parents feel that way as well.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Do you have a big family, other sisters and brothers?
One older brother. He lives in Chicago.
Is he? What's his name?
Russell.
Not as good as Missy.
Not as good as Missy, no.
Okay. And so what are you doing these days? Are you in school? Are you working?
I work for a software company. I'm in project management.
Oh, can we say which company it is, or is that on
the
hush?
Yeah, I don't know.
Say it once and let's see. Epic. Everybody works for Epic, don't you? I'd be surprised if it wasn't Epic. Epic is huge. What do you do for them exactly?
I do project management on their radiology and cardiology software.
That's what I figured. Something like that. Well, that's cool. That's great. You like the job?
I do, very much. Very much. It's very challenging.
Yeah. Now, how does one get to be that? Did you have, are there courses for that in school? Or?
No. I studied Spanish and economics, so it's not
there
particularly
you go. Take
related.
Spanish and economics, you could do this project
right.
management
mm-hmm.
at Epic.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing. Well, isn't that interesting? Did you have to learn a lot of new stuff?
Yeah, very intensive training prior to working with customers or being involved in the field, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. How much vacation time you get?
That's a good question.
Yeah. You haven't had one yet, huh?
No, I have. Yeah, just little ones, nothing
little
too
ones.
Extensive.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. And then what do you like to do for, are you married or
no,
that
no.
sort of thing?
No, not married, no.
Serious?
Serious? I have a dog who I'm very serious about.
Serious with your dog?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Any trees in your life? Any
no trees, no.
Okay, That's cool. That's good. Keep your options open, I say.
Right, yeah.
Just tell my daughters.
Trying
you know,
not to tie myself down to trees.
Yeah, enjoy when you don't have anybody. That's the best part of your life. Eventually you'll get somebody, then you'll see it's not when it's cracked out there. Anyhow, that's neither here nor there. Okay. Someone out there plays along with you. It's a general knowledge quiz, which means that it's ridiculous, really. And we have various categories, don't we, Sarah Nix?
Well, but first somebody needs to call in and play with her.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I've got ahead of myself here. That's right. We picked the other contestant.
That's
here.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How do we do that then?
Well, people at home who want to play, pick up the phone and dial.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look, there's people already online.
Well, then I won't even say the number out loud. And then you ask them a qualifying question.
Say it, because I like it when you say that.
1-800-942-5669.
Not that, the other way.
1-800-HWA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Thank you. the single biggest public restroom complaint. There are many complaints about public restrooms. You probably made a few yourself. But the number one complaint made about public restrooms. Okay, no, don't talk about it among yourselves. Let's see what that is. Let's go to Karen. She's in Berea. Is that right, Berea?
Yes, Berea.
Is that's near Cleveland, isn't it?
About 15 minutes away, yeah.
15 minutes from Cleveland. And how are you, Karen, this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Are you getting ready for a big weekend or cooking or making something or going somewhere?
My son's playing football.
Well.
Doctor's appointments, stuff like that.
A duck appointment, did you say?
Right.
You have an appointment with a duck?
Doctor's appointment.
Oh, a doctor. I thought I said a duck appointment. It's me. It's not you. It's me. What's the single biggest complaint about public restrooms, Karen?
That there's no more toilet paper?
Yes, that's it, exactly. There's no toilet paper. Okay. I don't know. They're all pretty close. It said smell on there, the smell. But, you know, I sort of take that for granted when I go in a public restroom. It's not gonna, you're not going walking into a fleur-de-lis.
That's right.
Are you? You're walking into a public restroom. That's French, you know.
Fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. Hi, Karen. You win. So you're on the quiz now. You feel pretty good about that?
I feel awesome about that.
You got time before your appointment and everything?
I'm just waiting.
Okay.
For my son to come out. So.
Oh, your son? You're at the appointment right now?
Yeah, I was just waiting for him to come out. So I'd call in.
Just a regular checkup?
Counselor.
Okay. All right. No more. Say no more. That's good. So you're in the reception room right now?
I'm in my car.
Oh, you're in your car. Wait, okay. That's cool. Karen, this is Missy.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Missy.
She's a project manager here at Epic, the big software company here in town. And the two of you are a team right now. Okay?
All right.
All right, so let's work together, and let's tackle this, baby. Now.
Now the
Sarah
categories.
Nicks, what are those categories?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Karen, you pick first one. What would you like?
How about science?
So then you have one son playing football as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's see.
He plays flag football.
Oh, flag football. Okay, that's good. Are your plants better off if you rub them, talk to them, or ignore them? This has been studied.
Karen, do you have any thoughts on this?
I just ignore mine, so.
How are they doing? Pretty good?
I don't know. I haven't looked at them.
Yeah, you have no idea. They could be dead for all you know, right? You're just ignoring them.
I think they do better if you talk to them. I think
talk
there's
them.
Studies, aren't there, with science?
I've heard that, yeah.
What about actually making physical contact with them, sort of stimulating what might be there for an immune response that would actually
make them... To rub them, you mean?
Yes, to rub them. Touch them, fondle them.
Depends
a lot on the vegetation we're talking about here.
I would think that could work, too.
Okay, I'm turning
sure,
it over
yeah,
to you.
Sure, yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying you should. Sure. I'm saying, have you ever thought of that?
That would be a good idea.
What
yes?
do you say, Karen?
You're saying rub them?
Sure.
I say yes, rub them.
Yes, rub them. It brings on mechanical stress that bolsters their immune system. How do you like that? Okay.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, good.
And the categories remaining are current events, people, places.
Should someone else call in now for the next?
No. Okay. Karen sticks with us.
Okay.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay, Missy.
Let's do people.
People. What's your hobby? Do you have a hobby?
My hobby. I cook. I travel a lot, so it's difficult to have like that hobby.
For Epic, you could travel.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Yeah,
yep.
What do you like to cook, for example?
Mostly Latin food, so like tacos, Mexican food. I lived in Costa Rica and Nicaragua for a little while.
Oh, you did, really? Yeah. What sort of spicing goes in that? What would you use for it?
A lot of cayenne pepper.
A lot of cayenne.
Kind of whatever's around. Yeah. Turmeric,
okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. What do you want for a category?
People.
Okay. Interesting, this cooking thing. Percentage of pet owners who have fed their pets cranberries. This is from the cranberry people, and they want to increase this, I presume. It's supposed to be good for them, I guess. You know, grapes, you can't give grapes to my puggle. So every time a grape hits the floor, I got to dive for it before Tina gets there.
Right.
It's close, I'll tell you. Of course, she's a lot closer to the grape than I am. You know, I got to go a longer distance. Okay, percentage of pet owners who have fed their pets cranberries, 3, 2, or 1%? Go to antioxidants, those cranberries. If pets need antioxidants, maybe they don't.
Of course.
I guess maybe.
Do? Yeah. Do you feed your pets cranberry?
No.
Any fruit at all?
Apples.
Apples. Yeah, Tina likes apples. Watermelon, anything. Really.
Would it be 2%?
It would be 2, 3, or 1%. Yeah.
Well, cranberries wouldn't be my first choice, so I would say probably 1%.
A surprising finding from the cranberry people. Well, they're alarmed by it. They think it should be 100%, you know. You know, cranberry people, those guys standing in the bogs all day. Got to move those babies.
Sure, yeah, we can go with 1%.
Not just for Thanksgiving anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Also for Fido, yeah.
So you're saying 3%? You think it's that high?
I think it's 3%.
That seems alarmingly high, doesn't it, Karen? 3%?
Oh, you think that sounds high?
No, it is higher than 2 or 1, but... 3?
Then let's
three,
go.
Yes,
then
3
let's
is right. 3%, okay. I'm not trying to fool you here. I have nothing to gain from it. I don't know why I do the rest of it. It's just me.
That's 2 right and 0 wrong.
They're really doing great.
They are doing great.
They have really knocked these down.
That, it's amazing.
It's like whack-a-mole around here, isn't it?
More question? Successful, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people are good at whack-a-mole.
I guess so.
Did you ever play that?
I remember playing it when I was a kid. I don't think I was very good at it.
No, but there are people who specialize
in it. It's a little alarming. It's an alarming game.
There are people who live for whack-a-mole.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Call in next week. Live report. Whack-a-mole.
What categories are
there? Oh, sorry. Current events, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Karen?
How about odds and ends?
Odds and ends. Okay. Odds and ends. Surprising number of chemicals in the typical urine. This is really surprising, actually. I had no idea. Is it 3,000 chemicals, 4,000, or 5,000? I don't know if this is right. Maybe Epic has got some
that is surprising.
Stats on this.
It's all surprising.
Yeah. Different chemicals in the typical urine. Now, atypical urine would have many more or less, I would think. Maybe like no chemicals in some urine.
Well, the human body is pretty complex, so maybe 5,000?
Boy, it would be hard to believe. Any of these would, but, you know, 5,000.
But what do I know?
Maybe 4,000?
That would also be astounding to me. I would be surprised if there were even 3,000, you know. And I really hadn't thought much about chemicals in the urine, except, you know, I've been tested a couple times. And that was a sesame seed bagel.
For the record.
Which is not usually in there. So that was, you know, so it might have been like, you know, one more than one of these numbers. So what do you think?
3.
Because even 3 would be able to. 3,000 would even be a lot. Yes, 3,000 is right. Holy cow. You won the quiz without actually getting one of the questions right. How typical. We're in that same situation. Should they go
that's
on?
Right.
Should they stop? Should
Well, that's a choice they have to make.
Yes.
I think we should go for it.
They're
what do
going
you think,
for it.
Karen?
I think we're doing pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, and he's still in there, right? You know, we got time. Okay. All right, they're going for it. The grand, whatever we call it anymore. The big thing.
Yeah.
The big darn thing.
Yeah.
All of it there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one question, and they got to get it right or wrong.
That's right. And they can choose between current events, places, or things you should have learned in school.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is that you, Becky?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do things we should have learned in school.
Okay, this is...
All right.
Whales record major life events in one of the following. Is it in their earwax, their blubber, or in little tunes that they hum? Would you like a different category? I've got lots of categories. I'm going to have to stay with school.
What do you think, Karen?
Well, I don't think they ever figured out why whales sing, did they?
No, so let's eliminate that.
Okay.
All right, so it's down to earwax or blubber.
Do whales have ears? Would it be
blubber?
Oh,
they sure do. And do they have earwax?
Yeah.
Please, please, please. This is from the group that went out and bought an alpaca on a whim.
They seem credible. They seem credible.
Yeah, yeah. Earwax or blubber. You know, they recorded their life events. In other words, they can tell by looking at either their blubber or their earwax what they've been through.
Well, they've always got their blubber.
I've always said that. We always have our blubber, honey.
Yeah, blubber?
Yeah, but not in this context. I never said it.
I think it's earwax.
Wouldn't that be amazing if it were something like earwax? Does that make it such an interesting question?
Well, then let's go with that.
You're thinking earwax?
Earwax?
Earwax, yes, they're earwax. It's like on a tree, the rings of the earwax can tell you what kind of year it was. Holy cow, they've won it.
Missy, you'll connect with the Dairyland State's amazing cheese culture with outstanding cheeses and their perfect pasture companions at Fermagination on Madison's historic Capitol Square. And then head on over to Genesee Depot for a full estate tour of Ten Chimneys, the National Historic Landmark. Indulge in the opposite of romance in the two-deck card game Brawl Club Foglio from Cheap Ass Games. And listen to the music that might even get Vladimir Putin in the romantic mood on the CD, What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff, with liner notes by loyal comrade Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Karen, you'll become the smartest person on your block overnight, guaranteed, reading What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then dare to show your slightly decadent side, putting your keys on a ring with a pair of authentic jockey mini briefs from Jockey International. Crank up the volume with the Mighty Mulligans on the CD, Music to Shank By from R. Paul Rushner and Company. And a whole bunch of other stuff. Next weekend, we will be in Oxford, Mississippi. Tickets available at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrichs, our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director Tom Lane with help from Aubrey Rouse and Brad Holmer.
PRI, Public Radio International.